Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. I'm back in the kitchen again. Gosh, it's getting to be a bit of a habit this. So today I am cooking, it's chili tuna with cannellini beans. Chili tuna with cannellini beans and lime. I think that's what it's called anyway, its official title, but anyway, something like that. So what you need for this recipe is a pan with, it says 3 tablespoons of oil, but olive oil, but I've just glugged a bit in, to be honest, because, well, yeah, just easier, isn't it, than trying to faff about measuring it. And I'm not using lime, I'm using lemon, because I haven't got a lime this time. Bizarrely, I ordered one with my weekly shop, and Morrison's didn't have any limes, but so but my lemons arrived, so I'm going to use a lemon instead. You need half a red onion, but what I've done, I've got some really baby onions here, so I'm using a full one because I don't want to waste an onion. Basically, I could put it in the fridge to use for something else, but chances are it might not get used, so I'm going to use a full one. So I'm a bit of an ad libber, as you can tell. You need clove of garlic, but I'm using 2 because they're very small cloves that I've got here, so I'm using 2. But however, whether you like, you know, if you don't like garlic, don't use it. But and you need half a red chili deseeded and chopped. Now I've got chili flakes instead. Now, as far as I'm aware, the rule of thumb is, what you can hear me doing in the background, by the way, is chopping and peeling the onion while I'm telling you the ingredients. So I think if I use half a teaspoon of dried chili flakes, that'll be fine. If you don't like chili, I guess you don't have to use chili, just gives it flavour. It says you should use a bunch of parsley chopped, but I haven't got any, so I'm just not going to bother with that. You serve this on a bed of spinach, so you like to put a handful of spinach on your plate and then serve the fish and bean mix over the top. So right, let me run through the ingredients properly for you. So, 1 garlic clove, half a red chilli deseeded and chopped, but I'm using half a teaspoon of chilli flakes, half a red onion, thinly sliced, a small tin of tuna, it's about 160 grams I think, you know, the ones you get in a pack of 3 or 4, a tin of cannellini beans, or however you want to pronounce it, drained, but you reserve a couple of tablespoons of the water, which you may need to loosen the mixture. Now, I've done this before, and I've used just plain water, to be fair, which works just as well, because to be honest, you don't get an awful lot of liquid off the beans, so So it's just handy to have some water, but I'm preparing everything in advance. So you need a lime, the juice of 1 lime, but like I said, I'm using a lemon this time, and I'll see what it's like. If it's not that good, then I'll, you know. But like I said, they didn't have a lime, so that was a bit pants. You need half a small mango, peeled and diced, and mangoes are really difficult. I don't know if anyone's got any tips on how to do a mango really efficiently, because I have tried different ways. I've tried cutting it in half. So when I prepare an avocado, which I absolutely love avocados, not everyone's a cup of tea, I know, but when I prepare an avocado, I cut round it and pull it apart and then take the stone out, and it comes out really easily, one fell swoop. Not so with a mango, because a mango stone is sort of flattish. It's a weird shape. So I have tried peeling it first and then cutting slices off it and dicing it, which I found to be probably the most effective. I've tried cutting round it like you do with an avocado, pulling the two sides apart, but they don't come apart very well because the stone is kind of embedded into the flesh more than an avocado stone. If anyone's got any tips, I am a bit at a loss, but what? What does make life easier is that I've got a battery-operated peeler, so that makes life a bit easier, so that's good. So I haven't done the mango yet, so just doing the rest of the onion. Yeah, what else do you need? What else? 2 handfuls of spinach, baby spinach. Has anyone noticed that spinach quite often comes in huge bags, really big bags? You haven't eaten spinach for every meal unless you've got a big family to feed. But I do, I love spinach. I like to use it in salads. Actually, I quite often lately, rather than using lettuce leaves, I use spinach, coriander, rocket, and lots of different things like that, and it makes a really interesting kind of bed for the rest of your salad. I like a good salad, but I do like a salad to be good. I like it to have lots of different things in it. I might do a salad one time, and then we can all compare what we do for salads, because I know some people really like, they just like the, you know, lettuce, tomato, cucumber, but nah, it has to be really interesting for me, a salad, otherwise I'm not going to want it. I'm just trying to cut this lemon in half. I love lemon, absolutely love lemon. Yeah, so I think I've told you all the ingredients. Yeah, you need parsley if you've got it. So I'm just going to squeeze this lemon into this glass. Now, bear in mind, if it says the juice of a lime, limes tend to be slightly smaller than lemons, so perhaps don't use every last bit of juice, but you can gauge that. I mean, if you can get a lime, that's what it says. And lime goes really well with mango. There's a dessert that you can do, like a sweet treat if you're on a, you know, low carb, and it's mango, but you heat it, you cube your mango, so don't use an overripe mango, cube it and warm it through in, cook it in lime juice, and it's really lovely. They do go quite well together. So yeah, that's one side of half of the lemon. So yeah, if anyone wants to have a go at cooking, you know, record yourself, please do so, because we're always up for different people, different ideas, because I cook a lot of like vegetarian stuff, a lot of fish, but I don't eat a lot of meat. I used to be a strict vegetarian years ago, but started eating fish because it was when I was pregnant, it was one of the only things I could eat that didn't make me ill. So for the sake of myself and my daughter, that's what I did, and I've kind of never stopped, which is a bit naughty. But I don't know if anybody in the group is vegan. I have signed up to, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, you know, the thing you do in January, Veganuary or whatever it is. I've signed up to that just to get some kind of ideas and things. I think for me, the thing that I'd really struggle to give up is cheese, and I've not yet found a vegan cheese that is nice or nice enough, because I am I love cheese of all kinds. So if anybody is vegan and has any suggestions of a really good vegan cheese, then I'd be really happy to hear it. Milk is the other, I do like proper milk in my tea. Any other milk just seems to flavour it too much. In coffee, I love oat milk. It makes an absolutely fantastic latte. We've got a plant-based cafe here in Tynmouth, where I live, and they use oat milk for their coffees, and it is delicious. So, yeah. Right, that's the lemon done and discarded. So I'm just gonna, put that down there. I'm just gonna drain the tuna and the cannellini beans. If I'm pronouncing cannellini wrong, let me know. So I'm using tuna in spring water. It does say tuna in oil, but whatever you like, really. Just tuna in spring water is just so easy to drain, and yeah, quite like it. And the beans, just do them. So I have to do the mango yet. I've chopped the garlic already because I thought I'd get that prepared. So just the mango to do. So like I say, if anybody's got any tips for good mango preparing, I would be really happy to hear. just going to get a dish to put the onion in so that I've got that ready to tip in rather than on the chopping board. Might be a little bit too much here. This recipe, by the way, is 490 calories if you're interested, and it serves two, so 490 calories per serving. I don't know if you could use tinned salmon if you like. So I don't like tinned salmon. I like fresh salmon, love it, but I don't like tinned salmon, and I don't like smoked salmon. I had smoked salmon recently because I've not had it for years, and I thought, I wonder if I've changed my mind. I haven't. It's disgusting, but I'm sure some people love it. So this mango, what I'm going to do, I'm going to prepare part of it, and then I'll put some of it back in the fridge just to have as a healthy snack at some point. Right, okay, yeah. These are pretty good, actually. So you'll hear this going. The skin on a mango is quite thick, though, it has to be said, so it takes some getting through with this peeler. I think actually a handheld peeler might be better if I could have found it. But yeah, it's coming off, it's fine, it's doing it. So what I'm probably going to do is pause this just while I finish doing this mango, so that you're not just listening to the buzzing of this machine. Right, I am ready to begin. That mango was a pain, but hey, it's all good, it's done. So I'm just gonna get a spatula, and I'm gonna heat this oil gently. You just wanna warm your oil, and then you're just gonna put your garlic and your chili in for a minute. Because it's quite easy to burn garlic, apparently. That smells, I can smell that coming off. Well, let's just put another tiny bit of garlic in, see. Yeah, that's sizzling nicely. You might not be able to pick that up on the headphones, to be honest, but I'm going to put the rest in. That only needs a minute. And then as soon as you've done that, you put the beans in and simmer them. Now, it says it smells nice with the garlic and the... not sizzling much. Hang on. Just get that up a little bit. That's better. Yeah, I can hear that sizzling now. So it's been about a minute. So I'm going to chuck the beans in. So bear with 1 minute, just take the lid off these beans to make it easier so it gets in the way, doesn't it? Okay, beans are going in. I'm just going to make sure I've got all of those out with the spatula. Now it says to stir these frequently, so but what you don't want, because the first time I did this with my daughter, because we were both eating it, so we do quite often cook together. When we're both around, because we enjoy doing that together. But we found that we stirred it a bit too vigorously and the beans went a bit mushy. It still tasted good, but it wasn't quite as good as it might have been. You know, there wasn't like the texture of the beans. I'm getting a visit from Bruno, my dog, who's not very well at the moment. Bless him. So it's just doing this, and I'm using a spatula, so it doesn't really, you know, you can kind of just move things around gently. So it just says to do these for a few minutes. That's I'm just gonna turn that down a bit. I don't want to burn the beans. That wouldn't be good. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna put that on a really low light at the minute, and I'm going to put a couple of spoonfuls of water in, as it said, because it loosens the mixture. If I can find a spoon, there we go. And I'm just going to get some water in a cup. Hello, bro. Good boy. I'm just going to put a couple of spoonfuls in. So I've turned it down low while I do this, just because I didn't want to leave it unattended, if you know what I mean. While I went to the sink, thinking about it, I should have got some water ready. There we go. That's a couple of, see how that goes, see how it feels. Just turn it up a little bit again. I suppose what you don't want is for it not to cook. You know, you don't want it so low that it's not cooking. But you don't want it too high that you're going to burn anything. There we go. Well, that's better. Just that bit of water. It feels better. Okay. Bruce pottering around. You might be able to hear him. But you can definitely smell lots of garlic coming off that now. Just turning that up a little bit. That's better. That's nicely simmering away there. So the next thing you're going to do is throw in your onion and your tuna. Now it would be at this point that you would put in your parsley as well, if you were using, but I'm just putting the onion in. I like onion as well, so it's, you know, that's why partly why I used it, but it was a small red onion anyway, so that's that. So it does say keep stirring. Oops, just keep stirring it. And you want it all mixed up anyway. And the tuna goes in at this point. I'm just going to move my lemon juice out of the way. The tuna goes in next. I'm just going to grab that. Just get the lid off it. And just get this tuna in. I don't know if you're only eating it yourself, which I am obviously this time, because my daughter's at a mini festival, which is nice because her boyfriend's band is playing. I don't know whether this would freeze, but what I'm going to try, I'm going to cool the rest of it down, and I'm going to put it in the fridge and see what it's like cold, like a sort of bean salad. I see no reason why it won't be nice. I'm just going to turn that down because it's a bit, it was smelling a bit like it might be catching ever so slightly, but yeah. So I'm going to pour the lemon juice in now, so that'll make it a bit looser again. And you're going to warm this through. I feel like this podcast is a bit haphazard this time, really. I don't feel quite as organised, but hey-ho. you're going to warm this through. The lemon being cold has just stopped it bubbling as much. So I'm just going to turn it up a tiny bit better. So you're going to do this, warm it through, and then basically you're going to put your mango in at the last minute, because you're just warming your mango a little bit and gently stirring it through. And then you're going to put your spinach, if using, into your dish. And you could use any other leaves if you wanted. I suppose you could use rocket, you could use some salad leaves or something, but I think spinach works quite well. And your spinach is cold, you don't use warm spinach. For some reason, I really like baby spinach, but I don't like cooked spinach very much. I can eat it if it's in a, if it's in a like a risotto or something, but I wouldn't like it as a side dish. Incredibly good for you, full of iron. I'm hoping I haven't bashed these beans about too much. I don't think I have. I think it should be fine. It smells good. It smells fine. Smell the tuna now. Like I say, if you don't like tuna, you could possibly use salmon. I don't know, to be honest. That's warm through. You can taste that's very lemony. Very lemony. It's probably a bit more of a harsh flavour lemon than them. I'm just going to get some black pepper. Put some of that in. I'm just going to grind some fresh black pepper in. You don't have to, obviously, but I like black pepper. That sounds like I'm doing a lot, but this one, it doesn't come out very fast out of this one. I'm going to season it with salt when I've actually got it on the plate, because I don't want to over-salt it. No, it smells nice. Smell the black pepper coming out. Let's mix that all in. Hopefully that will be fine. Right, now I'm gonna throw the mango in now. So there we go. I love mango. I suppose you could buy some pre-done mango. You could buy pre-chopped mango if that's easier for you, because you know most fruit now comes in. Someone commented on my first podcast to say, you know, to remind me that, you know, like onions and things, you can get frozen, but you can also get pre-chopped in your kind of fresh department of your fruit and veg department of your supermarket. So that's easier. And I think that's done. Wow, that. So a little taste of that. That is very spicy. Yeah, very spicy, but no, nice. Anyway, so that is that really. Just putting everything in my sink. Got the tins ready to rinse out for recycling and everything. Ready to do that once I've eaten. And yeah, I'm going to put this in a big pasta bowl, which is easier to. I know one of our ladies on one of our Zoom chats was saying about, you know, pouring soup into a bowl. And it's very tricky, isn't it? Things like that can be really tricky. So we were kind of saying, well, personally, if I was doing a tin of soup or whatever, I'd probably use the microwave, to be fair. But if you prefer to use a hob or you don't have a microwave, I think a milk pan is probably easier. You know, when you've got the little lip. But it's really hard to judge sometimes, isn't it? So I'm just tipping this out into my big dish. It's quite heavy. You could use, a slotted spoon. Because you've not sourced with this that you're going to lose by using a slotted spoon or anything. Or you could use a ladle, I guess. I'm putting all of this in here and I'm just going to eat what I want. And then I'm just going to let it cool and put the rest in the fridge, because it's only me going to be eating it, so it's not like, you know, obviously if my daughter was sharing it, we'd divide it between two dishes. There we go, that's it. As always, bon appetit.